When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Inside the Banjoverse. This is your host, Enda Scal. I'm here in Galway. It is raining, rather inevitably, perhaps. This episode is all about the music. A big shout out to all the patrons of the podcast. And if you would like to support my efforts here, go to patreon.com/EndaScalBanjo. You'll see a podcast supporter tier, and of course, while you're there, you may find yourself inspired to learn the banjo. And if so, you are in the right place. There's a ton on offer. Have a scroll down through, and there are many ways to support me. In actual fact, if you want to jump on a monthly Zoom with me and all the other highly engaged and energetic banjo players on Patreon, then the $25 tier is for you. And so, on to the music. I have picked 10 banjo tracks. Are they my 10 favorite tracks? I don't know. Are they the 10 best favorite tracks? Well, that's quite controversial. Love to hear your thoughts on that. But they're definitely 10 brilliant tracks. I went and listened to a whole load of different albums. And, you know, I'm going to do a number of these because, you know, to say these are the 10 best or my 10 favorite, I found it hard to limit it to 10. And there are albums that didn't make it into this particular list that absolutely would. And, you know, because I'm such a huge Jerry O'Connor fan, I could have just put 10 of Jerry's tracks on multiple lists. Sounds like a complete Jerry O'Connor stan right there. But however, we're going to kick off with the Jerry O'Connor track, one of the all-time great banjo tracks, in my opinion, and a track that was a huge influence to me as a fledgling banjo player around the age of 11 or 12, and none other than Funk the Cajun Blues from Jerry's brilliant, brilliant album, Time to Time. We'll be right back. Funk the Cajun Blues, Jerry O'Connor, number one on my top 10 for this top 10 at any rate. This could get controversial as I go along. Number two is Angelina Carberry from her 2005 album on Tradition Bio. Brilliant album. And my favourite track on the album is Dermot Grogan's Jig and Hardyman's Fancy. And Angelina, of course, has an incredible reputation as a musician, a recent winner of the T.G. Cahir Musician of the Year Award, and a very, very humble and very nice person. I've done some work with Angelina over the years, and I've always enjoyed meeting her and playing with her. So here are two jigs, Dermot Grogan's and Hardyman's Fancy from Angelina Carberry. Angelina Carberry. Two tracks in a row now featuring the same banjo player, another hero of mine, the incredible Seamus Egan, who of course has done amazing work with the band Solace and now has a new outfit called the Seamus Egan Project. The first track comes from Seamus's album When Juniper Sleeps, and it's a track called The Tsar of Munster. Amazing playing on this. And then we're going to have a Solace track, the Stride set from the album The Words That Remain. And of course, this one, most famous because Béla Fleck plays on it for double banjo awesomeness. So you definitely want to enjoy these two. Those two tracks would appear on any top 10 anywhere in the world at any time. It's incredible, Seamus Egan. Going to continue on the double banjo theme for the next set, and this is from the album Banjophony by Damien O'Kane and Ron Block. It's a piece of music called Brian Boru's Reel, and this one really spoke to me because the interplay between the four string of Damien and the five string of Ron is very intelligent and very well thought out. And it makes for a beautiful piece of music. So this is Brian Boru's Reel from the album Banjophony by Damien O'Kane and Ron Block. Number 5 on my top 10. Thank you. That's so good. So good. Maybe they'll let me be in the band. All right, I'm going to do something completely different now and take a track from an Irish band called At The Racket with John Carty and Brian McGrath on double banjos. Mad for the double banjos. This is a song called The Darling Girl from Clare. It's super cheeky and a lot of fun. And I think that's part of John Carty's banjo playing, is that there's a great whimsical fun element to the music that he plays, and particularly with the band At The Racket. This, of course, harks back to the music of the 1920s, so you do have that sense of joy and fun and devilment in it. So this is The Darling Girl from Clare from the band At The Racket.
Go by, and thinking we'd be married to one day, when Katie Flynn caught our eye. Oh man, she was the makings of a fairy, and at marriage by her so well. There's not one girl in the wide, wide world like the girl from County Clare. And every man has got the finest man you ever seen now, pardon me now. Every day one of them would say she'll agree now, you'll see now. All night they'd fight as which of them was right in the colour of her eye and hair. But not a word from me was ever heard about the darling girl from Clare. I never said a single word about her, but I met the girl that day, and I told her I could never live without her, and what had she to say? She said I might go and see her father, and I met him then and there, and in less than an hour we were fighting for a door from the darling girl from Clare. Now, pardon me now. Every day one of them would say she'll agree now, you'll see now. But late last night when the moon was bright, I asked her if she'd share me joy and me sorrow, me tomorrow and tomorrow I'll be buried in the girl from Clare.
Go the band At The Racket and two of the stalwarts of Irish banjo, Brian McGrath and John Carty. Next up, a truly phenomenal band called Four Men and a Dog, featuring yet again Brian McGrath, who we just heard with At The Racket, and Cathal Hayden, one of Ireland's greatest fiddle players and banjo players. And this band set the world alight when they came around, and I was a young teenager at the time and was phenomenally inspired by this band and their first album, which was played over and over and over again. And of course we learned every single note of every track, and when we would turn up at the Willie Clancy Week or the Flacule, the sessions then were just filled with Four Men and a Dog tracks. And this is one that I love. It's called the Easy Club Reel. Thank you. Well, we're going to continue on the Cathal Hayden theme, and the next piece of music is one from Cathal's 1999 self-titled album, Cathal Hayden. Cathal, of course, being one of the great Irish fiddle and banjo players. And this is a piece of music called The Bloomin' Meadows and The Connacht Man's Rambles. Cathal Hayden with The Blooming Meadows and The Connacht Man's Rambles. Only two pieces of music left in this current top 10, and I've decided to include banjo player Cody Chasson from the band East Pointers. Great friends of ours, and of course, Cody passed away last year suddenly, and the entire music world was heartbroken to hear about it because Cody left an indelible mark on musicians that he met, musicians the world over, and of course anybody that had any interest or love for folk music, and particularly for the banjo. Cody was a phenomenal musician and a phenomenal banjo player, and he was also a really, really nice guy, and I think that goes without saying. Anybody that knew the band or knew Cody knew what a really, really good guy he was. And so we're going to play a piece of music that the East Pointers recorded, and it's called Tanglewood. Mm-hmm. from the East Pointers with the amazing banjo playing of the late Cody Chasson, gone but never forgotten. Well, I'm going to give the last word to Jerry O'Connor. No Place Like Home, this is the title track. Personally, I have a great love for American bluegrass music and old-time music. The rhythm, the soul, the vibe of old-timey banjo, it just speaks to me. And Jerry, of course, does a beautiful job incorporating that sound into the Irish banjo. And I think none better than this track, which, as I said, is the title track, and it is Jerry O'Connor, No Place Like Home. If you've made it this far, thank you for listening and sticking with me the entire way for this, the inaugural top 10. And, you know, I'm going to have other top 10s. So there you go. If you want to support the podcast, please head over to patreon.com/endascahalbanjo. If you want to learn the banjo, that's the place. And you can also go to irishbanjolessons.com or endascahal.com if you want more information. And of course, you'll catch me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and God help us, I'm even on TikTok.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any fantasy points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that fantasy points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.